Great show for you today. If you listen to yesterday's podcast, I went all Gandhi. I could channel my inner Gandhi. Today's podcast, I couldn't even find India, let alone Gandhi. It begins now. Don't miss a second.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, Stu, do you remember about a week ago when I said I don't remember, at least, electing the president of the soda pop company to run my life and tell me what I can and can't be for? Do you remember that?
I do remember you saying that, yes.
You're going to feel a little like that when this story is done.
Oh.
Except about your postman. The United States Postal Service. It was found out yesterday and released in a story by Yahoo News. United States Postal Service is apparently tracking social media posts as part of a clandestine program searching for inflammatory messages. Wait, the Postal Service has a clandestine operation going on? The program, known as Internet Covert Operations Program, or ICOP, which is perfect for the Postal Service, isn't it? ICOP! Who are you? ICOP! it is not previously been made public and involves analysts combing through social media sites looking for inflammatory postings and then sharing those posts with government agencies. ICOP specifically tracks protests around the country. Hey, Stu, do you remember when we had the chain link fence up around the Capitol?
Yeah, that
and
was really
they
nice.
They said they were going to take it down, but they threw out a date. Do you remember that date?
Was it in March?
March, yes. Mm-hmm. It's like March 20th, after March 20th.
Okay, yeah, March 20th. That's right. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, we're gonna take that down after March 20th. And we all said, why March 20th? ICOP, I found something in ICOP. They specifically tracked protests around the country. They still do. March 16th, they issued a government bulletin marked as law enforcement sensitive. And it showed that analysts with ICOP, the U.S. Postal Service Internet Covert Operations Program, monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March 20th, 2021. Locations and times have been identified for these protests, which are being distributed online across multiple social media platforms to include right-wing-leaning Parler and Telegram accounts. A nationwide protest dubbed the Worldwide Rally for Freedom and Democracy was set to take place on March 20th, intended to signify displeasure with a variety of issues, including coronavirus lockdowns. Quoting the report from ICOP, Parler users have commented about their intent to use the rallies to engage in violence, the bulletin explained. Image 3 on the right is a screenshot from Parler, indicating two users discussing the event as an opportunity to engage in a fight and to do some serious damage. So we had two users on Parler saying that they were going to use this opportunity of this rally to do some damage. Do you understand what that means, America? You had two users on Parler. It also contained screenshots about protests and includes specific names of individuals such as a member of the Proud Boys. ICOP analysts are currently monitoring social media channels for any potential threats stemming from scheduled protests and will disseminate intelligence updates as needed. ICOP signing off. Okay. Now, do you remember when you bought your stamp, authorizing the U.S. Postal Service to have any kind of covert internet operations?
I don't remember that being part of the implied contract with the stamp, no.
When I was a kid and I watched Mr. Rogers, I did have my suspicions about Mr. McFeely, but it did not have anything to do with covert operations for his post office job. The USPS did not immediately respond. However, they did issue a statement. They provided a general statement to Yahoo News about the authority, listen to this, about the authority it has to monitor the social media presence of U.S. citizens. What authority does the Postal Service have to monitor the internet? That's like saying, I'm the bakery police, and I'm in charge of all bakeries and all of the felonies that happen in bakeries. But I do have a covert op at the Victoria's Secret counter and what goes on in their changing rooms.
I would be shocked if Mr. McFeely worked there.
Yeah. But maybe not Toys R Us.
Right.
But anyway, here is the response from the Postal Service explaining their authority to monitor the social media presence of U.S. citizens. Quote, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service is the primary law enforcement, crime prevention, and security arm of the U.S. Postal Service. Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. As such, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service has federal law enforcement officers, postal inspectors, who enforce approximately 200 federal laws to achieve the agency's mission to protect the U.S. Postal Service and its employees, infrastructure, and customers, enforce the laws that defend the nation's mail system from illegal or dangerous use, and ensure public trust in the mail. Okay, I didn't see anything about covert ops on the internet and monitoring U.S. citizens. I didn't see any of that, but I did see ensure public trust in the mail, and I don't think this works to help you on that one. ICOP? Everyone should be writing their senator and their congressman today and say, ICOP? What the hell is ICOP? In fact, I want you to tweet and Facebook post, I support the police. I question deeply, hashtag ICOP. Hashtag I support the police, but I question deeply, hashtag ICOP. Shouldn't you? Hello. Is anybody home? The Postal Service is now spying on you. But no big deal, right? No big deal. By the way, have you seen Nextdoor? Do you even know what Nextdoor is, Stu?
Yeah, it's like an app, right? Where you can kind of see what's going on in your local community.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And so you just want to see what's going on next door. It's a little like the covert op that the Postal Service apparently is running. I'm just saying. But if you want to find out what's going on in your neighborhood, just ask ICOP. Just ask your post office. You know, they know everything.
Nextdoor is basically like, hey, this random person stole a package and I caught it on my Ring app or whatever. Isn't it that type of stuff? Mm. Like, or, you know, there's someone that looks suspicious in this part of town. Like, it's that. Isn't that part of it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it.
So, neither do I. What a surprise. But I so appreciate what Nextdoor has done now. They have a new anti-racism notification.
Ooh, okay.
Which will ask you to reconsider posting content if the app thinks it's offensive. Okay. It's a, you know, they had the kindness reminder, which I appreciate. I do. But now, I mean, you might be a little racist. You want to rethink that? You know, for instance, the phrase "Blue Lives Matter." This hold on, it says. If you try to post something and you have the Nextdoor app, it says, "Oh, whoa, whoa, hold on." The phrase "Blue Lives Matter" can be hurtful to people of color. Consider editing before you publish.
No, it can't be hurtful. There's nothing. There's no way that a phrase "Blue Lives Matter" hurts anyone. It doesn't hurt anyone.
Are you still listening to your mother?
Yeah.
Those sticks and stones. Yeah. Your mom was wrong. Your mom was wrong. She is part of the white supremacist systematic system that keeps people down. Mm. The phrase, hold on, the phrase "all lives matter" can be hurtful of people of color. Consider editing before you publish.
No, because people of color's lives are included in the all. They cannot be hurtful. It can't be hurtful.
Hold on.
It's impossible for it to be hurtful.
Hold on, says the Nextdoor app. Your post contains a word or phrase that many find hurtful. Consider editing before you publish. Okay, I would just like to, if I got that one, I wouldn't have any idea which word. I mean, now, everything. So I don't know which word. You have to be, hold on, Nextdoor. Can you be more specific? Because the entire world is insane. What did you learn with your algorithm that's offensive today that wasn't offensive yesterday? Hold on. But thank you, Nextdoor, for helping me monitor myself. I'm not capable of doing that. Thank you. Hey, by the way, Nextdoor, could you just store all this information for me? Because I might want to look at all of the hateful things that I almost sent. Please store all that information for me. You know what? Just put it in an envelope and send it to the postal inspector. Ah, you know what? You don't even need an envelope. He's already got it. Yeah. Yeah. You know what we don't use on the internet? I'm trying to figure out. Envelopes. Stamps. Postal workers. Huh. Isn't that weird? It's almost like email isn't mail. It's like a communication device that has nothing to do with the old-timey mail service. But I understand why they're monitoring the internet. If you don't, maybe today is a good day to tweet. Hashtag, I stand with the police. I deeply question hashtag ICOP. Why this story isn't everywhere. Well, I know why this story isn't everywhere. It is the job of the government to protect us and keep us all safe from everything. And they are never, ever going to do something. Well, let me give you an example. I know I said this last hour, but you may have just gotten here. You were late. I'm sorry, not late. You arrived at exactly the time you were supposed to arrive. Okay? How dare me use my white supremacist meritocracy kind of "you're late." But in case you missed it, because you were right where you were supposed to be last hour, I did point out that something that maybe, just maybe, you should know, and that is that the FBI has determined that the shooting of all of the lawmakers, you remember the baseball shooting, remember in 2017. Yeah, I know we're still talking about it. The FBI has determined that was suicide by cop. That wasn't domestic terrorism or politically motivated or anything. That was just suicide by cop. That's all that was. So, ICOP and the FBI are on it. Don't you feel safe now? Spring is finally here. I know, Minnesota. Keep it down. We know. Not until August for you. But for the rest of the country, spring is starting to come. And I don't know about you, but I love to grill outdoors. It's so easy now because of RecTech. There's something about being outdoors in the spring that goes well with a RecTech. Imagine that big, juicy steak or that delicious hamburger. Maybe a big old slab of ribs slathered in barbecue sauce that's slowly smoking to absolute perfection. kitchen. Oh my gosh, my mouth is watering. Rectech does it all. Smoking, grilling, baking. I have one made of stainless steel. It's built like a tank. It has smart grill technology, which means I don't burn anything anymore. And every time you can control the whole process from an app on your phone or your device, you're going to love Rectech. Follow Rectech on all social media, sign up for their newsletter, and then go to rectech.com. RECTEQ.com. You won't believe the difference.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Oh, thank goodness. The leader of the free world. Okay. You're not thinking our president. You know I'm talking about President Z, right, of China. The real leader for freedom. They are celebrating now. Yes, they are celebrating 100 years of the Communist Party in China.
Yeah.
100
oh, wow.
years.
Congratulations, guys.
It's been a great 100
a great
years.
Great really, century. A lot of
has,
good things
it
have
has.
Happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the Communist Party is going to celebrate its 100-year anniversary in July. We have so much in common. The birthday presents an opportunity to rewrite history. Which there's a great article in the Federalist today. China's Communist Party is hiding more history to celebrate 100 years. And now here's what they've done. As a present to the people, they have established a hotline and an app. So it makes it easier for you to snitch on your neighbors because if anybody says, hey, wait a minute, that's not actually correct, you can tell the Communist Party right away where they are, where they live, what they said. You know, maybe you get a few extra potatoes and they get a boot to the head. You know, it's a euphemism. They kill them. But it's great. And you have to be considered a trustworthy partner. And if you are, boy, you know, cabbage, potatoes, whatever you want. Mm. Now, I mean, if you're one of the elites in the right family, you could probably start a business and, be a part of capitalism. Of course, if you cross the Communist Party, they will find you and execute you. But, they were founded in 1921 at the International Settlement Area in Shanghai. Now, this was an area managed by the British that housed Western businesses, politicians, and visitors. And it was the only place in China in 1921 where they had a free press and you could speak out and it would be tolerated. It was the only place. Why? Because the British were there. You know that evil Western culture? Oh, man, so evil. Well, unfortunately, all that freedom was used by the communists to use it as a base. That's where Mao came from. And many of the future leaders of the Chinese Communist Party, and they avoided the Chinese persecution by living in the international settlement in the early 1920s. You know, it's a lot like all of those radicals that live in America that are trying to subvert freedoms, but they're living in, well, what used to be known as a safe zone for freedom of expression and thought. Now, to maintain the legitimacy, the Communist Party has been rewriting history to serve its political agendas. For instance, the CCC or CCP now blames not Mao for the Great Famine. Okay, now the history books, when Mao was alive, said it wasn't him. But when he died, they changed the history books and said, yes, it was him. He had a 5-year plan and he killed 40 million people because none of these stupid, crazy ass ideas worked. So they had that history for a while. But now President Xi has come in and said, hey, did you forget about the weather patterns? When he was doing that 5-year plan, we had horrible, horrendous weather and it wasn't Mao. It was the weather pattern, you know, climate change. Hello. So 40 million people died in that climate change weather back 59 through 61. It was bad. Estimated 40 million Chinese people perished in that. 3 years of natural disasters is now what it's called, not the Great Famine. The CCP also rewrote the history of World War II, saying that China defeated Japan. Stu, do you remember that way?
Not really, no. No, I don't. There's some other other nations might be involved.
I was surprised that, I was surprised that China didn't defeat Japan because they got a lot more people. But the Japanese were just brutal to the Chinese. But it was the Chinese communists that did it.
And climate change.
Climate change.
Pretty sure climate change. I mean, it's Earth Day. Sure. Climate change was probably involved in that, too.
By the way, Tiananmen Square, 1989.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Finally, I remember the tank, the guy in front of it.
Whoa. You're not going to tell me that there were a lot of people in Tiananmen Square.
Oh, gosh. It was one of the biggest protests of all time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. American propagandist. There were very few people in Tiananmen Square.
Oh.
And there were no shots fired on the evening of June 4th. It's weird that they would just make sure that they know nothing happened on June 4th.
Just so you know.
The
very
Chinese
specific date. Nothing happened.
Yeah. When the tanks rolled into Tiananmen Square and no one died from the military activities, it was a very small little gathering. If you've seen the photos or the video of that guy in front of the tank.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. Yeah.
American CIA. That was all American CIA.
The guy, the Chinese citizen.
No, the video. No, it didn't happen.
Oh, that didn't.
That was a video created by the CIA at the time to make you think that happened.
Oh, wow. I really have to rethink. Mm-hmm, everything mm-hmm, that I mm-hmm, know about mm-hmm. history, apparently.
Yeah, well, thank you. And by the way, the cultural liquidation of people, you know, the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah,
where
20 million dead. I mean, it was just a terrible time.
Oh, no. You cannot blame Mao for that. What happened there was that Mao's, I'm quoting the new history book, Mao's correct ideas about how to build a socialist society just weren't fully implemented. And that's what happens when you...
That is a problem. It never seems to be fully implemented, does it?
Mm-hmm. Nope. A much better idea. But President Xi is here, and he's going to fully implement it. And you know, you probably know this because you've heard that fantastic song Following You is Like Following the Sun, which of course is about President Xi. It's available on all government apps, and you are required to listen to it, but I think that's true too, you know, about following him is like following the sun. If you're looking where you're going, your eyes will be burned out some way or another. Hey, let's not say bad things about our dear chairman, because he is, I'm quoting, the chairman of everything.
Yes.
He is.
It's true.
He's the chairman of everything. He's the leader of the great country. He's the helmsman of the nation. He's the core of the party. He's the architect of modernization in the new era. And when I think of modern, I don't think of President Xi. When I think of the new era, I don't think of President Xi. Mm. When I think of the architect of the new era, you know who I'm thinking, Stu. I mean, I think you're thinking the same person, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The architect of the new era.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
Joe Biden.
Right. That's who I was thinking. So
no, he seems.
Man, these communists are always trying to subvert us one way or another, putting out this propaganda that he's the architect. Have you seen what Joe Biden is doing now with Green Week? I mean, because it's Earth Day today.
Of course,
I've already knelt down to Gaia and I sang her praises. I slaughtered a young conservative today. On the altar of Gaia.
Good. I cut down a lot of trees because, you know, like you have a Christmas tree. I cut down like dozens of trees for Earth Day to celebrate.
Oh, no, you can't do that. No. you have to slaughter a young Christian or a young conservative, then your crops will be good.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
That's great news. Yeah.
Yeah. You want great crops? Mm-hmm. Slaughter a young Christian on the altar of Gaia. So anyway, I was doing that. But I like the new goal that President Biden has said we're going to hit 50% reduction in our CO2 gases by 2030.
Mm. Oh, that's definitely going to happen.
Now
there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Now that's 9 years to cut them in half.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's no specifics on that plan. The White House says we're working them out as we go, which I think is the way you do it. You announce something, you know, that's like, hey, we're going to go to the moon and return a man safely at the end of this decade. He didn't call NASA beforehand. You know,
no,
he hadn't. There was no planning that went on before that. He just said it. And then it happened.
It's like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she was asked, how are you going to pay for all these plans? She said, you just pay for them.
See, now most of us never thought about that. We're not deep thinkers.
I was like wait,
that.
Where's the money come from? Like, what happened? Right. Do you just pay for them? Was her answer. And that's a great point.
Okay, so, I'd have to agree with you, Stu. Okay. It is a really good point. But Biden has
on that. But okay.
Biden has decided who's going to pay for all of it.
Oh, okay.
He announced this yesterday. Private companies. Private companies are going to have to pay for most of the green transition. So we got that going for us. But it's only $2.5 trillion needed in the next 9 years. That's all that's needed.
That's it?
$2.5 trillion. That's it.
Shockingly, that's not it. I just want to make it very clear that is
over 9 years. Over 9 years. That is.
No.
I mean, they've crunched the numbers over and over again. Are you a number cruncher expert?
That's an official title.
Is that your job?
Kind of. Right?
On your card, Stu Bregeer, number cruncher for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think so. Have you ever testified in defense of numbers? No, you haven't. They have number cruncher experts that are on this, and they say $2.5 trillion over the next decade, which is a pittance. I bet we come in under that.
We're not going to come in under it. And even when we do that, nothing's going to happen. And we're going to wind up in a situation that even if the wildest dreams of the green movement were to come true, which they will not. We still would make up almost no discernible difference in the actual temperature of this planet.
Wow. That's say those things? You know why you say those
things?
Because
they're true.
Because you're a racist.
Oh, wait.
You're a racist. Climate change is because of racism. Systematic racism. Don't believe me? Ask AOC. Yep, go ahead. Can we just play that before we break real quick? Here's AOC on climate change. It's great.
The climate crisis
is
a crisis born of injustice.
Okay.
And it is a crisis born of the pursuit of profit at any and all human and ecological cost.
Ecological.
Which means that we must recognize in legislation the trampling of indigenous rights is a cause of climate change.
Yes.
The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change.
Yes.
And we are allowing ourselves to make sure to we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights and deny people the right to health care, the right to health care.
Yes. Okay, stop. Before our head explodes.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. And don't forget, rate us on iTunes.
Because it is Earth Day. And I'm very, very excited. I cut down my tree and decorated it. You shouldn't do that for Earth Day. Don't cut your tree down and bring it into the house and decorate it. Apparently, it's bad. But Los Angeles wants you to know they're going to crack down on disposable napkins, utensils. Now, if you get rid of disposable napkins, that means that you're going to have to wash all of the napkins. So you're going to use a lot of water. You're going to have detergents, and that's going to go into the sewer system, and you don't like detergents, I know. And in California, there's nothing better than just washing all the napkins all the time. I mean, they got plenty of water out there, right? Am I right? So they're getting rid of disposable napkins and plastic forks and spoons, which I think is really going to, it's going to help because we're in a transition now. Yes, we're in a transition. We don't even need a doctor. We're in a transition from a capitalist free market, common sense economy that has gone horribly corrupt, to a horribly corrupt, bogus, government-run, hey, let's pretend we're going green to save the earth economy, which I love. So let's go into that made-up world of pretending that that's what the green economy and the Green Deal is all really about. We're in the green transition, and Joe Biden yesterday came out and said private companies are going to have to pay for most of this, which I think is good. You know, Janet Yellen came out and she said, hey, we're using, ESG's scores. And that way we'll be able to, you know, work with those companies that are good and, not work with those companies that aren't so good. And I think that's great. I do. Now, he hasn't really gotten into exactly how we're going to cut our emissions by 50% in 9 years. Which, by the way, AOC says isn't enough. Stu, can you help me with cutting the emissions of 50%? What would that take to cut emissions by 50%?
Well, in the United States?
Yeah.
One thing, well, you could start here. You could take the transportation sector and turn it off.
Okay, so that means like cars and airplanes
and trucks and the entire transportation sector.
Trains.
That'll get you almost halfway there.
That'll get you 25%.
That'll get you about 20%.
20%. Okay, yeah. 20%. So we've gotten rid of all of the transportation.
All cars, all trucks, all planes, all trains.
Okay. What if we keep the planes and the trains, but we go to batteries on all the cars and trucks? All electric in 9 years.
In theory, right, getting rid of them would be even better. There are some estimates that people say that if the electric car... Now, look, there are also estimates that show that electric cars over time are worse unless you drive them around 100,000 miles each. Still, let's just say it cuts it by half, which is an aggressive estimate. That would still only cut emissions then by 10% roughly, which would get you only one-fifth of the way to your 50% reduction.
Okay, so we've cut all that. We have to cut the airlines and all transportation.
You've got to cut it to
zero. Yeah, we do that. We're at 20%. What do we do to get to 50?
I mean, the only way you can legitimately do something like that would be to completely remake the power-making structure in our country. This is the power energy generation is really where you'd need to attack. So obviously, you're turning off all oil. You're no longer drilling. You're no longer doing any of that stuff. You're converting. Now, of course, I would assume you would...
This doesn't sound like a good idea, but go ahead.
I would assume you're going to tell me as well that I can't use nuclear plants to do this?
Of course not.
Okay.
They're dangerous.
This is going to be near impossible. Right now, over time, you might find... here's how you do it, right? You come up with a new technology or improve existing technology, like let's say solar panels, and make them so incredibly cheap and reliable that they outperform fossil fuels. And then over a much longer than 9 year period of time, that will be phased in and it will turn around because people want it to turn around. It's what happened, the difference between gas, natural gas, and coal. Coal was, for a very long time, much, much cheaper. Natural gas has performed incredibly well and it's cleaner. So people just have adopted it because they think it's a better fuel, even though it's still a fossil fuel. And that is that is responsible for almost our entire drop of emissions, though nowhere near 50% of emissions, of course, which is, I mean, that you're talking about. The other way you can do it is economic catastrophe. Yeah, you could do it that way too.
How much of our emissions did we cut in the United States during COVID?
That's a great question. I have Bjorn Lomborg on my show today, and he wrote a column about this. It would take me a few minutes to dig up, but he actually went through, and it was not nearly as much as you thought it would be.
50%? 40%?
No, it was not that much.
We decimated our economy.
Yeah. I mean, we shut down the world, right? I mean, we shut down the world for a pandemic, and we still didn't even come close to hitting those numbers. Of course not.
Damn cattle ranchers. That's what it is.
Yeah, too much farting from, right. from various livestock.
So now today they're going to be talking about making Washington, D.C. a 51st state. But it's, I mean, come on, it's Earth Day.